Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Today is going to be an incredible show. We have some awesome testimonies that we're going to share of patient stories, people getting healthy and well. And so this is radio show is going to be on Facebook Live, and we're going to pump it out to all of our social media outlets. So if you haven't been following us on Facebook, make sure you do. We have some awesome resources on there for you, and I want to make sure that you have the opportunity to get exposed to what we're doing in our community, what we're doing in our clinic, and really just be given hope about health and healing. That is my mission. My mission is to transform the way that we view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. And so what I've noticed is in our culture right now, we want to be healthy. We want to be whole, repaired, renewed, restored. And unfortunately, a lot of us are concerned, cautious, and scared right now. And so my hope and prayer for this show is that we give you tools, tips, and resources, and action steps that you can take today that's going to transform your health forever. And so if there's any questions that you guys have at all, feel free to text in any questions that you have. The number to text is going to be 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Also, you can go to our website. On our website, there's going to be a lot of great resources for you. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And one of the things that I want to do every single show is I want to make sure that you have access to something that's going to change your life. And so this week, we're going to give you the recipe, a recipe for the immune system boosting smoothie. So this is a smoothie that helps support the immune system. It's going to help your body all around. And so if you want this recipe, all you got to do is text in your email address, to 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Guys, you know, as of course, right now in our culture, there is crisis occurring. There are masks that are being worn. There's gloves that are being worn. Purell is out of stock. You know, few businesses are open, and it's a concerning time that I have. I've been on Facebook Live now and sending out newsletters and reaching out to the community and community partners just to band together and say, hey, you know, this too shall pass, and there's going to be a new normal. And what we have to do is we have to start to prepare for that new normal. And just realize that some of the things that are out there, that the media is feeding us is not as accurate as we may have thought at one point. And so before we get into today's show, the nuts and bolts of today's show, I do want to give a shout out to all the healthcare workers out there on the front lines, you know, guys, for what you're doing, helping people and giving them an opportunity to be well and saving their life. So I want to give a shout out to all the nurses, doctors, surgeons, office administration in the hospital. You guys are heroes, and so keep it up. Also, the people who are on our first responders who are still working, sometimes overtime. Thank you for what you do in our community. It is a huge blessing to have you. And keeping us safe and, of course, healthy as much as you can. And then also to the grocery store workers, people that are in the food industry. Without food, of course, we cannot be healthy. And so I appreciate you being open and doing what you do. For anyone who has had COVID, who currently has COVID, or who's lost somebody who's passed away with COVID, my hope and prayers go out to you that there can be reconciliation after this, and that something good can come out of this. And so I think one of the things that we got to do as a culture is we got to change the perspective on how we're viewing our health and what we're currently doing with it. And it's that time where we say, you know, we look in the mirror and say, hey, what have we done? What haven't we been doing? And you know what? How do we change that? And so I want to make sure this show is going to give you some hope and gives you tools, tips, and resources to get you well. And so what we do in our office is we focus on the five essentials, these five essentials of health and healing. Essential number one is your mindset. Number two is your spine and nervous system. Number three is your nutrition. Four is exercise. And five is detox. These five essentials are not just five good ideas, but they're actually essential for your health. Can you imagine that? Why do I talk about this week in, week out? Because they're actually essential for your health. The five essentials are vital for you to be healthy and well. Okay, so health comes from within, not from the outside in, but from within. There's no secret pill, potion, or lotion is ever going to heal you from the outside in, but health comes from within. Now, we have one of the best medical and crisis and sick care models in the world. That means if you're about to die, go to the hospital. If you absolutely need a medication, go to the doctor. If you need surgery, if you break a bone, like, thank God we have crisis care. But unfortunately, we're running into this thing called crisis care and what we call health care in our country to try to get well, and it's just not working. It's just not working. And so what we got to do is we got to realize, okay, our current health system is designed for sickness and crisis, not for true health and healing. And so once we understand that, then when we have a symptom, we start to question, when should I go to the hospital? When should I go to the doctor? And when shouldn't I? And what can I do on my own behalf that's going to help my health and help my healing? Right, help my health and help my healing. And so we know that getting healthy, the principles of getting healthy are simple, but doing it's challenging, right? The principles of getting healthy are simple, but doing it is actually challenging because there's a lot of misinformation out there. Right? What kind of diet should I eat? Should I? What kind of chiropractor should I go see? What kind of detox system should I do? What kind of exercise app should I use? How much sleep should I get? How much supplements should I take? I mean, there is so much information out there, sometimes to a fault. And so I want to make sure you guys understand this, that if you understand that there's so much information out there, we got to figure out, okay, let's simplify and magnify. Simplify the information and magnify it. Meaning, what does this mean to me? Well, first off, let's step back. Where is your health today? How did you get there? And where do you want to be? First sets of questions. Secondly is, okay, what information are you exposed to? What makes sense to you? What is factual? What is true? And what are the action steps to get there? Right? And so there's these camps where we lie in our culture right now where people say, well, whatever my doctor says, that's what I'm going to do. Whatever my medical doctor says, that's what I'm going to do. Whatever my surgeon says, that's what I'm going to do. Like, I disagree with that. Even the best surgeons and doctors in the world will tell you, hey, have you tried anything less invasive? Have you done anything with your lifestyle? Have you changed X, Y, or Z before we do this invasive surgery or before we do this high-level medication? Like, have you done anything else? The best doctors in the world, even here in St. Louis, will tell you that. Like, well, hold on. Maybe you need to lose a little bit more weight. Maybe you need to change how you're eating. Maybe you should go to a chiropractor. Maybe you should take a supplement, whatever it is, right? The best doctors are going to tell you, wait, before you do something drastic, before you get stuck in this crisis and sick care system, maybe you should try something that's going to be easier for you to process, easier for your body to handle, and really focus on prevention, right? That's what they'll say. But the culture doesn't like to hear that sometimes, right? So what I'll tell you is this, is our culture has driven the healthcare model to be where it is. It's not the doctors, it's not the pharmaceutical companies, it's not the insurance company. I know a lot of you thought I was going there with that. It's not Medicare. But it's actually like the culture has driven the market demand. Now, what that means is that The culture wants a quick fix, right? We want to look great. We want to feel great. We want everything, our insurance to pay for everything. We don't want to work out. We don't want to eat healthy, but we want to look good and feel great, and we want our insurance to cover it all. Listen, that's not going to happen. It's unrealistic. And so what I'll tell you is this, is that our culture has driven this quick fix principle where, hey, don't change your lifestyle. Just take this pill. That's not the doctor's fault. Many of you think it's that. It's not the doctor's fault. The patients have driven it that way. And some of my friends who are medical doctors or in the medical field have been like, man, these patients are on lists of medications, list after list of medication. And unfortunately, it's not getting people well. It's actually getting them sicker. That's what they'll say. Actually, it's not helping them. It's actually hurting them. And I'll talk to the medical practitioners. And I'll be like, hey, okay, so what have you been trying to teach them about lifestyle? And they go, yeah, but they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear about lifestyle changes. They don't want to, because they're not going to do it. And so my hope and my prayer for this show, if you're listening or watching this show right now, that like you actually do something positive for your health that's going to move you in the right direction today, right? So there's no gray area with your health. You're going to move in the right direction or you're going to move in the wrong direction. And so my hope and prayer is that you move in the what? Right direction with every single step that you make today. And we're not looking for perfection, but what we want progress. We want progress, right? And so we don't want perfection. We want progress. And if we're in this together, we're going to see amazing progress, okay? But we need to be in this together, not alone, not isolated, not secluded, and get back to taking control of our health and taking responsibility for our health. I think that's one of the things that our culture has allowed us to get away with, where if you have a symptom, sickness, or disease, and you go to your doctor, they'll blame it on your genetics or they'll blame it on your age, right? Blame it on your genes or your age. Genes or age. And I'll tell you this, that when it comes to genetics, only about 5% of what happens to our 5 to 10% of what happens to our health goes back to our genes. Only 5 to 10%. That's insane. And that means 90% is on what you do or don't do to your body. It's wild, isn't it? It's crazy. And so only about 5 to 10% goes back to your genes. And we can't blame it on our age anymore either. So we can't blame our health problems on our age because we're seeing younger people being sick now too, not just geriatric or the elderly population. We're seeing younger people. And honestly, I've seen geriatric population over the years, if they've woken up to their health and they've, you know, focused on less medications, better eating clean, getting your chiropractic adjustments, movement, they're going to be healthier than their grandkids right now. Unfortunately, I've seen a lot of that happen in family lines, and so we really got to change up our view on that. So first thing I do is take responsibility. Then one of those patients that did that when she first came in, I love this. Her name's Kate. When Kate first came in, she was struggling with headaches significantly. She was having about four headaches a week, and she didn't really know what to do about it. She was told that take this medication, maybe try Botox injections. If that doesn't work, maybe try physical therapy. And listen, I love physical therapy, but if it's a spine problem, nerve problem, physical therapy is going to have a hard time fixing that. But we love physical therapy, and we work with them a lot. But Kate had tried physical therapy. She had tried Botox injections. She had tried 3 medications for her headaches. And what was happening is the headaches kept getting worse over time. See, they weren't getting better. They're getting worse. And so when she first came into the clinic, we did a full exam of her spine. And in the neck area, there should be a 45-degree curvature in the neck. And she had lost 100% of the curvature in her neck from past sporting injuries, from sitting at a desk for years, and from sleeping with big pillows at night, putting her head into that flex state. And so she lost 100% of the curvature in her neck, and therefore it was putting pressure on the nerves that were going straight to her head, causing her headaches, but also causing degeneration. And so we started to correct it with chiropractic care. We started to adjust her cervical spine based off of her x-rays, and we started doing spinal rehab with her based off of what she needs and how we're going to help her spine get corrected. Her spine started to change. And what's amazing is this, is that within 3 months, Kate's headaches that were once 4 times a week were non-existent. They 100% resolved. Her spine corrected by 50%. And she goes, Dr. Nick, my doctor took me off the medications. I don't need Botox injections anymore. And the adjustments here have changed my life. She goes, if I wouldn't have come here, that would have gotten worse. And unfortunately, I know there's a lot of people listening right now who may think that they have to be stuck on medications. They have to, you know, suffer with headaches. But I'm here to tell you guys that we can help. And the first step is by seeing what's going on in your spine. That's the first step, right? And so normally to come into our clinic, it's $140 for a new patient exam and x-rays. But if you're listening to the show right now or watching the show right now and you want to schedule a new patient appointment, it's only $40. You save $100. This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. or message me. You can email me. And my email is drnickbarnes@gmail.com. The number to call to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. When you call, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. We are getting calls right now. So if you do get a voicemail, I will call you back. Okay, so hang tight. We'll be right back after the break, coming back even stronger.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing through our patients in the community and over the airways. You know, one of the things right now that I love about this crisis, I know it's unfortunate to say it like that, but what I love about this crisis, what I think it's done is it's woken people up. Some people say they're woke now, right? It's woken people up. Why? Because people are actually thinking about how important their health is. And if they lose their health, what does it look like, right? And so what we want is we want our patients and for our listeners on the show, for people watching us and following us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it. My hope and prayer for you is that you reach a level of knowledge, understanding, and action when it comes to your health to where you're not scared anymore. Listen, fear leads to paralysis. Concern and caution lead to action in your health. And I'm not talking about just the COVID thing or any virus or any infection. I'm talking about across the board, right? If we focus on investing into our health now, then the next crisis that happens, we will not be scared, but we'll be confident, because at the end of the day, we realize that your body is fearfully and wonderfully made. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I'll tell you this, is that if you believe that to be true, and that it is true, and science proves that every single millisecond, your body is working for you, never against you. If you truly believe that as the foundational belief and facts and truth, because it is, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, that every single day our body's rejuvenating, repaired, restored, and we don't have to will it. It just happens for us. That is what's called grace. Thank goodness. And what happens is that your body's working for you, never against you, regardless of how it feels. Regardless of how it feels, your body's always working for you and never against you. So if we believe that to be true, which I hope that you do at this point, and if you don't, do some research, figure out how amazing your body is, how amazing it is. If we believe that to be true, then our lifestyle, our action steps, are what we have control of, let's say, right? What we do or don't do to our body is going to not just contribute to that belief system, but support that and parallel that and coincide with that. And therefore, that's when you yield amazing results. That's when you yield amazing results. So the problem is this, though, okay? If our lifestyle and our action steps, I'm not looking for perfection, guys. I want progress. If our lifestyle and action steps, watch this, contradict the belief that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, right? So if you're churched up, you can't pray over McDonald's and expect it to heal you. If you're churched up, you can't drink diet soda and expect you to get off your medications. It's just not going to happen. If you're churched up, you can't just sit and not move and expect your heart disease to go away. It's just not going to happen, guys. I mean, there's supernatural laws and there's physical worldly laws, right? So if our lifestyle contradicts the belief that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, then that leads to destruction. And that leads to hopelessness. That leads to fear. It leads to worry. It leads to anxiety. And that's where our culture has gotten to right now. Where we have more faith in a mask or a pill or a potion or gloves or hand sanitizers than we do in our body's ability to actually work and function like it's supposed to work and function. I'm not saying that stuff isn't needed, or I'm not disrespecting that. If you're doing that, I'm not disrespecting that. What I'm saying is this, guys, is that do we really think that a mask is going to save our life or save someone else's life? Come on, guys. What happens in 2 weeks when this is lifted? What happens in 2 weeks? We can't wear masks the rest of our lives, right? We're going to have to get back to traveling somehow. My kids are going to be, thankfully, back on a playground eventually, right? We're going to have, it's going to maybe a new normal, but guys, we can't live our life with plastic, with rubber gloves on and masks. We just can't. Like, yes, I want you to be hygienic. I want you to not cough on somebody. I don't want you to sneeze on me. Like, I don't want that, right? I don't want that. But we got to practice normal hygiene, like wash your hands, right? So that's not much to ask. But we're going to have to get back to this new normal. And so I think in times of crisis, like that belief system of we're fearfully and wonderfully made, it gets questioned a little bit. And don't get me wrong, the media is scaring the crap out of us, right? There's good media and there's bad media out there, right? Look out for your sources, okay? And once again, disclaimer here, shout out to anybody who's suffering, has suffered, or has passed away from COVID. Guys, I'm not insensitive to that. Like, it's a real thing. To the doctors, to the nurses, to the hospitals, to the urgent cares, to the surgeons who are working extra to help people and save their life. It's a real thing out there. I'm not disregarding that, right? What I'm saying is this, is that do we believe our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made? Do we believe that? Question number one. Two is, what are you doing to support that belief? Because if you truly believe that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, if you truly believe that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, then how can we do these things that can harm us or just not do it and that will harm us, right? And so we got to step back and say, listen, what have I done today that's going to help my immune system? What have I done today that's going to help my body? What have I done that's going to help my mental state? What are those five essentials, right? So one, mindset. Number two is your spine, nervous system. Three is nutrition. Four is exercise. And five is detox. These five essentials are not just good ideas for your health. They're vital for your health. And so what I want to do outside of yelling at you today and giving you guys hope and just get, it's that look in the mirror time, right? Like, what are we going to see when we look in the mirror? What have I done? What have I hadn't done? What do I need to do differently? And listen, once again, we're looking for progress. Progress. Baby steps in the right direction. We're all going to fall off. Just depends on how long you fall off, right? So we got to get back on. Get back on. Some of you listening and watching this right now have been patients for years and you're diligent and you're amazing. You're doing so good. Some of you have been patients and you fall off track and you're like, man, maybe I should get back in. Listen, if you're listening or watching this right now, like, that's okay to fall off track. The problem is staying off track for the rest of your life. That's the problem. So if you've fallen off track, if you want to get back plugged into our clinic, listen, guys, the number to call or text right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. Healthfromwithinstl.com. So I'll tell you this, that listen, your body, it wants to be well. It wants to work for you, never against you. And so I'll tell you that there's hope in that. There's amazing hope in that. That if you fall off track, it's okay to get back on. If you've never been on track with your health, listen, it's okay to start. That's the most important step is the first step. It just is, right? It just is. And so when we think about just what our body's doing, how it works in this time, like how can we support that? One, of course, having a corrective care chiropractor take care of your spine like we do is going to be vital for your nervous system. It's going to be vital for your nervous system. Why? Because it helps with your stress hormones, helps with your immune system, and it helps you not only feel great, but heal great. That's what we want for our patients. We want them to feel great and heal amazing. We want them to be rooted in the foundation that the body's working for them, never against them. And that in times of crisis, in times of, oh my gosh, what is happening in our society? Oh my gosh, did that news report just come out? Oh my gosh, was another thing, did someone else die with COVID, not from COVID? Oh my gosh, I heard my friend had it and they got over it and they're fine. Like there's just so much uncertainty. I want you, the person that watches this right now or listens to this right now, or as a patient of mine right now, I want you to be so rooted in how amazing your body is that you do not let anything waver you, right? You don't have any, it doesn't cause any wavering in your belief system. That is my hope, my prayer, and that's why I'm yelling at you this morning. And one of the things that you can actually do outside of getting in our office is we are going to send out a immune-boosting smoothie. So this is a smoothie that helps your immune system, it supports your immune system. It's going to be awesome, and it's one of my favorites that I use. And so I will send out this recipe. All you got to do is text in your email address. The number to text right now is 314-323-7214. It is 314-323-7214 if you want that. That's going to be important for you to be using and put it in your tool belt, right? Put it in that tool belt of health and healing, things that you can do today. It's going to improve your health for the rest of your life. Guys, if you're listening to this, watching this, share this with everybody you know, right? I mean, share the fact that we're on the air. Share the fact that you've seen it on Facebook Live, that you've seen it on Instagram. Like, why do we need to share that? Because there needs to be more positive messages out there saying that, yes, there's recognition of a new virus. There's recognition that there's things out there that are killing people. I don't hide that, right? I'm not ignoring that. But we have to recognize that there's things that we can do too, right? There's things that we can do too. And we're going to have to get back to real life someday. New real life, new normal, but maybe real life someday, right? So if you want that recipe, simply just text in 314-323-7214. I'm getting texts left and right. I'm getting calls left and right too. And so I promise you, I will, if you do leave a voicemail, I will call you right back to get you scheduled for a new patient appointment. Or if you text it in right now to get the recipe, I'm sure I'm just texting your email and I'll get it to you. I promise you. Okay. But we're getting bombarded like it's been. Guys, we're seeing patients. We are open. Why are we open? Because we're essential business. Chiropractic is essential for your health. It's not just a good idea. Regardless of what your belief systems may have said before, chiropractic is essential for your business, essential for your health. So we are an essential business. So why are we open to seeing people and growing in this time? Actually seeing more people, more families, more kids, more spouses, more pastors, more business owners, because guess what? They're recognizing health matters, one. And two, they have time to do it, which is also a blessing, right? They have time to do it. So it's cool. So if you've been waiting to like, okay, I don't have time. You may have time now to actually come into the clinic, right? Meet me, meet our team. And so one of those people that finally had the time, his name's Jack. Jack is a CPA, and Jack came in about a month ago. And Jack, when he first came in, had disc issues and sciatic issues that were traveling down his legs, and it was causing horrible pain. He could barely walk, he could barely stand, he could barely sit for long periods of time. The only thing he could really do for long periods of time is lay down. And if you looked at Jack's face when he came in, I'll never forget, he was just like, yeah, I don't really believe in chiropractic, but I don't want surgery. I don't want medications. I don't want injections because I've tried some of those things and it's never worked. Because my friend told me to come here because you can do something non-invasively that may be able to help me. And so when Jack came in, we sat down with him. We figured out that he had some traumas growing up. He played a lot of sports growing up. And of course, with all the sitting, being a CPA, and all the stress on his spine, it was putting damaging pressure on his lower back, his disc spaces, also causing sciatica and causing disc problems, right? Sciatica is when there's pain that travels down the leg. And we did a full exam of his spine. We checked out his posture, range of motion. In his posture, you could see his head was shifted forward. I call it computer head posture or the forward head posture. And his butt was going forward. And so you may know guys like that. You may be one of those guys like that, unfortunately. Sorry. And he needed, we know he needed x-rays, right? And so from the side and his lower back, in all of our spines. We need to have a 45-degree curve in that lower back from the side. It should be in the shape of a big C or a banana. And what had happened over time with the falls in the past, with trauma and sports, with sitting a lot, he lost the curve in his lower back. And I know it had been going that way for at least 20 years because there was disc space degeneration. There was bone spurring in there. The bone spurs were nearly fusing together, and you could just see, they barely see any disc space. And I knew right off the bat, like, this is what was causing everything. So I told Jack, I know I can help you. I just know it's going to take time. I don't know how fast you're going to feel better, but we want to get the pressure off the nerve system and disc spaces right away, because if nothing's done about it, over time, it's going to keep getting worse. And Jack goes, I know it has been. So let's start getting adjusted. So we started to correct his spine. He was coming in frequently doing rehab. He's still coming in frequently doing rehab. And what's amazing is this, in the last four weeks, his sciatica and his low back pain have decreased by 50%. He goes, this is the first time actually my spine has gotten better in all these years. And so now Jack is experiencing things. He can walk longer. He can sit longer. He can live his life, and he's not having to worry about getting surgery. Now he's hopeful. I see a different glimmer in his eyes where he's like, maybe I don't need to be on medication for the rest of my life. Maybe I'm not going to need a cane someday. Maybe I can continue working, right? Maybe I don't need surgery, right? Maybe I don't need injections. It's like there's this glimmer of hope, and that's what we look for. And so if you're listening to the show right now and you say, man, I know I need to see if you can help me. I know I have sciatica, disc issues. I want to see if you can help me. Normally, to come into our clinic, it's $140. But if you're listening or watching the show right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You save $100, but this is the catch. You got to call now. So when you call now, we'll answer the phone, and we'll schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. But this gives you an opportunity to come into the clinic, see what's going on, and most importantly, see if we can help you, right? And so if you want to schedule that new patient appointment, the number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We do have a lot of people texting in and calling in right now. And so if you do get a voicemail, hang tight. I promise I'll get back to you to get you scheduled. And we're going to go into break right now. We're going to come back even stronger to teach you about how to stay healthy for the rest of your life.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and today's been an incredible show. We're reaching the masses today, and I can tell just because of what we're seeing on Facebook, what we're seeing Instagram Live, the text messages that I'm getting, the calls that I'm getting. Right now, we have about 15 missed calls. Sorry about that. We're getting backed up a little bit, and I got about 25 text messages. So if you're looking for that number to text in for that immune system boosting smoothie, or if you want to schedule a new patient appointment, the number is 314-323-7214. It is 314-323-7214. Guys, thanks so much for all the comments on Facebook Live. I know you guys are avid listeners. Appreciate you. I'm going to respond to all of your messages there, which is great. People that are listening to us on the radio show, and maybe you don't have Facebook, that's 100% okay. But just to let you know, the engagement that we're getting is incredible. And so you're not the only crazy one listening to some crazy doctor yell at you about healthcare. And the coronavirus and a chiropractic and detoxing and you name it. And so, I wanted to take this time to talk a little bit about detox. Detox right now can be a hot topic. It's kind of overshadowed right now with the coronavirus and some other health initiatives that are out there. And that's okay. But detox is one of those things. There's a lot of different ways you got to detox. But one of the first things I would recommend you do if you're trying to detox is to actually detox your lifestyle. So I call it like a shower inventory list, right? So look at when you're taking, next time you're taking a shower, pick up the things that you're in your shower and read the ingredients. If you need a biochemistry major to read the ingredients, it's probably not good for you. If it says go to the website to read the ingredients, it's definitely not good for you. If it says, if the ingredients are so small you need to put on your glasses to read the ingredients, it's probably not good for you, right? And so you should know the ingredients that you're washing your body with, right, in the shower. So first thing. Next thing is a sink inventory. Everything that's around your sink, right? So deodorant, toothpaste, shaving cream for men, women, makeup, whatever it is, right? Same thing. Look at the ingredients. So we got to have a sink inventory list and a shower inventory list, right? We call it a shower makeover, sink makeover, and then I also call it a kitchen makeover. So looking underneath your kitchen sink into the kitchen cabinets to say, what am I using to wash my hands? What am I using to wash the dishes? What am I using to put soap in the dishwasher? All of that matters, guys. So we got to look at all of that. And then also a laundry room makeover. So looking in your laundry room and saying, okay, what ingredients are in what I'm using to clean my clothes? Right, whether it's spot clean or just in the laundry into the laundry detergent, all that matters, guys. And so, if you're having problems with that, we can't move on from that. So, we need to detox our lifestyle before we detox our body. Why? Because I don't want you to detox to retox. Right? Does that make sense? I don't want to detox you and then you detoxify yourself over and over and over again. Right? That's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. So there's a lot of different things that you have to do before you even think about going to the next level of detoxing. Also, the drinking water that you have. So making sure you're at least filtering your water. It's going to be hugely important because a lot of our water is full of junk, unfortunately. And so making sure that you filter your water to some level. And so we do have a good resource of someone that you can go to actually test your water and see how good or bad your water is. And then also provide some filtration, right? Beyond like the Brita's, beyond like the store-bought things, okay? So if you want that, just feel free to, you can make a comment in the newsfeed or text me at 314-323-7214, and I'll send you who I recommend. But you know, you guys, listen, there's so many ways to detox, and you know, I want you to be exposed to that. And so if you want some information about detoxing, all you got to do is text in your email address and we'll send you some information about detoxing. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. I want to make sure you guys know that we're here for you. That's what we're here to help you. We're here to help you take your health to the next level. And a last segment we talked about just is our lifestyle adding up to our belief system, right? Is that really working for you? Okay. And it's okay that it may be a challenge for you, right? You may be surrounded by people who are suffering with fear, and they're literally paralyzed by anxiety and anxiousness when it comes to the performance of their body, the performance of their health. But you know, the hope is this, and this is what I'll tell you. The truth is guys, we are seeing amazing results in our clinic. We are seeing people getting well left and right. We are seeing testimonies. In times when most people are sick and suffering right now, or they're scared to be sick and suffering, people are getting healthy and well, and they're being proactive. See, we have to be focused about health promotion, okay? We have to promote our health, proactive, be on the offense, not the defense. We have to be on the offense, not the defense. Why? Because that's what our body needs. Our body needs that. And so I talked about two people early in the show today that were suffering with symptoms, and now they're doing amazing. We talked about Kate, who had headaches, having 4 headaches a week, and now she has no headaches. Listen, guys, no one should suffer with headaches. It breaks my heart because that's one of the things we see amazing results with is headaches, right? Headaches are one of the easiest things that we see get amazing results, right? And so we talked about people wanting to come to the clinic, guys. I mean, our number's going to be on the bottom of the screen. Our number's 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. We also talked about Jack, who was suffering with sciatica. He was he is a CPA. He could barely walk or sit or stand for long periods of time. He's been under care for 4 weeks. He's able to walk, sit, stand longer than he ever has before since this has been going on. But what I love about Jack and all of our patients, really, whether you've been with me for a week, 4 weeks, 4 years, 8 years, is that there's this sense of hope. When I look in their eyes, there's a sense of, I know they understand how amazing their body is. I know that they take responsibility for their health. I know that... they don't have a problem saying, yeah, I know I've fallen off track with my health. Like, they just take responsibility, right? They're like, okay, maybe I need to get healthy. Maybe I need to, oh, I haven't been doing my rehab. Oh, I've been falling off track with my appointments. I haven't been eating like I should. I haven't been taking my supplements like I should. Listen, and that's okay. I think there's a lot of power in taking back control of that. And I think it's amazing. And so with Jack, I just saw hope in his eyes where no longer was he going to rely on a surgery for his health. No longer was he going to go in for an injections for his health anymore. No. He was actually going to focus on healing for the first time in his life. And sometimes for my patients, it's the first time in their life they focus on healing. Then no longer do they focus on the avoidance of sickness and disease, but they focus on healing, health promotion. It's a huge difference. I would unfortunately say that our culture is driven towards focusing on avoiding sickness and disease, right? Avoidance is sometimes our way of dealing with the problem, right? So avoiding sickness and disease doesn't promote health. It doesn't. So you got to actually focus on promoting health. We have to promote health. Okay. So Jack and Kate, they did. I'll talk about Joe too, who's seen some amazing results in our clinic. But guys, if you haven't been keeping up with what's going on out there in the media, I think it's time that you start to look up some things that's reality. Okay. So I'll just drop some three things I want you to do your research on. And my goal is not attack anybody or be attacked. That's not my goal. A disclaimer here is that I'm thankful for everyone on the front lines in the medical system. I'm thankful for every single person who is our first responders. I'm thankful for the people who work in the grocery stores. I'm thankful for the people that work at gas stations. I'm thankful for all the essential businesses that are still staying open to serve the masses of people, because guess what? We need them. And so we appreciate you guys. I also want to send out some love to the businesses that are considered non-essential, which I think are ridiculous. I think that's insane. That we can be told that some businesses are not essential, because if you talk to the owner, they're still essential, right? And so my heart goes out to you guys. You got your hands tied. You can't do much about it. So I would encourage our listeners and the people watching us right now to help those non-essential businesses as much as we possibly can. Okay, to help those restaurants as much as we can. Help the hairstylists, the providers, the massage therapists, the physical therapists. I mean, everyone across the board who's out of business right now because the government says you have to be. My heart breaks for you, because I think it's ridiculous. So I just want to give you guys some love, because it's crazy out there. You know, for the people that have suffered, are currently suffering, or know someone who has suffered or passed away with COVID, my heart goes out to you too. All right, so we're in this together, guys. I'm not trying to come at you, but we got to look at some of these numbers as, are they factual or are they lies? Are they factual? Are they gray areas? Are they lies? And so some three things I wanted to go over with you.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I don't have time. You may have time now to actually come to the clinic, right? Meet me, meet our team. And so one of those people that finally had the time, his name's Jack. Jack is a CPA, and Jack came in about a month ago. And Jack, when he first came in, had disc issues and sciatic issues that were traveling down his legs, and it was causing horrible pain, He could barely walk. He could barely stand. He could barely sit for long periods of time. The only thing he could really do for long periods of time is lay down. And if you looked at Jack's face when he came in, I'll never forget, he was just like, yeah, I don't really believe in chiropractic, but I don't want surgery. I don't want medications. I don't want injections because I've tried some of those things and it's never worked. Because my friend told me to come here because you can do something non-invasively that may be able to help me. And so when Jack came in, we sat down with him. We figured out that he had some traumas growing up. He played a lot of sports growing up. And of course, with all the sitting, being a CPA, and all the stress on his spine, it was putting damaging pressure on his lower back, his disc spaces, also causing sciatica and causing disc problems. Right? Sciatica is when there's pain that travels down the leg. And we did a full exam of his spine. We checked out his posture, range of motion. In his posture, you could see his head was shifted forward. I call it computer head posture, or the forward head posture. And his butt was going forward. And so you may know guys like that. You may be one of those guys like that, unfortunately. Sorry. And we know he needed x-rays, right? And so from the side and his lower back, in all of our spines, we need to have a 45-degree curve in that lower back from the side. It should be in the shape of a big C or a banana. And what had happened over time with the falls in the past, with trauma and sports, with sitting a lot, he lost the curve in his lower back. And I know it had been going that way for at least 20 years because there was disc space degeneration. There was bone spurring in there. The bone spurs were nearly fusing together, and you could just see, they barely see any disc space. And I knew right off the bat, like, this is what was causing everything. So I told Jack, I know I can help you. I just know it's going to take time. I don't know how fast you're going to feel better, but we want to get the pressure off the nerve system and disc spaces right away, because if nothing's done about it, over time, it's going to keep getting worse. And Jack goes, I know it has been. So let's start getting adjusted. So we started to correct his spine. He was coming in frequently doing rehab. He's still coming in frequently doing rehab. And what's amazing is this, in the last four weeks, his sciatica and his low back pain have decreased by 50%. He goes, this is the first time actually my spine has gotten better in all these years. And so now Jack is experiencing things. He can walk longer. He can sit longer. He can live his life, and he's not having to worry about getting surgery. Now he's hopeful. I see a different glimmer in his eyes where he's like, maybe I don't need to be on medication for the rest of my life. Maybe I'm not going to need a cane someday. Maybe I can continue working, right? Maybe I don't need surgery, right? Maybe I don't need injections. It's like there's this glimmer of hope, and that's what we look for. And so if you're listening to the show right now and you say, man, I know I need to see if you can help me. I know I have sciatica, disc issues. I want to see if you can help me. Normally to come into our clinic, it's $140. But if you're listening or watching the show right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You save $100, but this is the catch. You got to call now. So when you call now, we'll answer the phone. And we'll schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. But this gives you an opportunity to come to the clinic, see what's going on, and most importantly, see if we can help you, right? And so if you want to schedule that new patient appointment, the number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We do have a lot of people texting in and calling in right now. And so if you do get a voicemail, hang tight. I promise I'll get back to you to get you scheduled. And we're going to go into break right now. We're going to come back even stronger to teach you about how to stay healthy for the rest of your life.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and today's been an incredible show. We're reaching the masses today, and I can tell just because of what we're seeing on Facebook, what we're seeing Instagram Live, the text messages that I'm getting, the calls that I'm getting. Right now, we have about 15 missed calls. Sorry about that. We're getting backed up a little bit, and I got about 25 text messages. So if you're looking for that number to text in for that immune system boosting smoothie, or if you want to schedule a new patient appointment, the number is 314-323-7214. It is 314-323-7214. Guys, thanks so much for all the comments on Facebook Live. I know you guys are avid listeners. Appreciate you. I'm going to respond to all of your messages there, which is great. People that are listening to us on the radio show, and maybe you don't have Facebook, that's 100% okay. But just to let you know, the engagement that we're getting is incredible. And so you're not the only crazy one listening to some crazy doctor yell at you about healthcare. And the coronavirus and a chiropractic and detoxing and you name it. And so, I wanted to take this time to talk a little bit about detox. Detox right now can be a hot topic. It's kind of overshadowed right now with the coronavirus and some other health initiatives that are out there. And that's okay. But detox is one of those things. There's a lot of different ways you got to detox. But one of the first things I would recommend you do if you're trying to detox is to actually detox your lifestyle. So I call it like a shower inventory list, right? So look at when you're taking, next time you're taking a shower, pick up the things that you're in your shower and read the ingredients. If you need a biochemistry major to read the ingredients, it's probably not good for you. If it says go to the website to read the ingredients, it's definitely not good for you. If it says if it's the ingredients are so small you need to put on your glasses to read the ingredients, it's probably not good for you, right? And so you should know the ingredients that you're washing your body with, right, in the shower. So first thing. Next thing is a sink inventory. Everything that's around your sink, right? So deodorant, toothpaste, shaving cream for men, women, makeup, whatever it is, right? Same thing. Look at the ingredients. So we got to have a sink inventory list and a shower inventory list, right? We call it a shower makeover, sink makeover, and then I also call it a kitchen makeover. So looking underneath your kitchen sink into the kitchen cabinet to say, what am I using to wash my hands? What am I using to wash the dishes? What am I using to put soap in the dishwasher? All of that matters, guys. So we got to look at all of that. And then also a laundry room makeover. So looking in your laundry room and saying, okay, what ingredients are in what I'm using to clean my clothes? Right, whether it's spot clean or just in the laundry into the laundry detergent, all that matters, guys. And so, if you're having problems with that, we can't move on from that. So, we need to detox our lifestyle before we detox our body. Why? Because I don't want you to detox to retox. Right? Does that make sense? I don't want to detox you and then you detoxify yourself over and over and over again. Right? That's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. So there's a lot of different things that you have to do before you even think about going to the next level of detoxing. Also, the drinking water that you have. So making sure you're at least filtering your water. It's going to be hugely important because a lot of our water is full of junk, unfortunately. And so making sure that you filter your water to some level. And so we do have a good resource of someone that you can go to actually test your water and see how good or bad your water is. And then also provide some filtration, right? Beyond like the Brita's, beyond like the store-bought things, okay? So if you want that, just feel free to, you can make a comment in the newsfeed or text me at 314-323-7214, and I'll send you who I recommend. But, you know, you guys, listen, there's so many ways to detox, and, you know, I want you to be exposed to that. And so if you want some information about detoxing, all you got to do is text in your email address and we'll send you some information about detoxing. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. I want to make sure you guys know that we're here for you. That's what we're here to help you. We're here to help you take your health to the next level. And a last segment we talked about just is our lifestyle adding up to our belief system, right? Is that really working for you? Okay. And it's okay that it may be a challenge for you, right? You may be surrounded by people who are suffering with fear and they're literally paralyzed by anxiety and anxiousness when it comes to the performance of their body, the performance of their health. But you know, the hope is this, and this is what I'll tell you. The truth is guys, we are seeing amazing results in our clinic. We are seeing people getting well left and right. We are seeing testimonies. In times when most people are sick and suffering right now, or they're scared to be sick and suffering, people are getting healthy and well, and they're being proactive. See, we have to be focused about health promotion, okay? We have to promote our health, proactive, be on the offense, not the defense. We have to be on the offense, not the defense. Why? Because that's what our body needs. Our body needs that. And so I talked about two people early in the show today that were suffering with symptoms, and now they're doing amazing. We talked about Kate, who had headaches, having 4 headaches a week, and now she has no headaches. Listen, guys, no one should suffer with headaches. It breaks my heart because that's one of the things we see amazing results with is headaches, right? Headaches are one of the easiest things that we see get amazing results, right? And so we talked about people wanting to come to the clinic, guys. I mean, our number's going to be on the bottom of the screen. Our number's 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. We also talked about Jack, who was suffering with sciatica. He was he is a CPA. He could barely walk or sit for long or stand for long periods of time. He's been under care for 4 weeks. He's able to walk, sit, stand longer than he ever has before since this has been going on. But what I love about Jack and all of our patients, really, whether you've been with me for a week, 4 weeks, 4 years, 8 years, is that there's this sense of hope. When I look in their eyes, there's this sense of, I know they understand how amazing their body is. I know that they take responsibility for their health. I know that they don't have a problem saying, yeah, I know I've fallen off track with my health. Like, they just take responsibility, right? They're like, okay, maybe I need to get healthy. Maybe I need to, oh, I haven't been doing my rehab. Oh, I've been falling off track with my appointments. I haven't been eating like I should. I haven't been taking my supplements like I should. Listen, and that's okay. I think there's a lot of power in taking back control of that. And I think it's amazing. And so with Jack, I just saw hope in his eyes. Where no longer was he going to rely on a surgery for his health. No longer was he going to go in for an injections for his health anymore. No. He was actually going to focus on healing for the first time in his life. And sometimes for my patients, it's the first time in their life they focus on healing. Then no longer do they focus on the avoidance of sickness and disease, but they focus on healing, health promotion. It's a huge difference. I would unfortunately say that our culture is driven towards focusing on avoiding sickness and disease, right? Avoidance is sometimes our way of dealing with the problem, right? So avoiding sickness and disease doesn't promote health. It doesn't. So you got to actually focus on promoting health. We have to promote health, okay? So Jack and Kate, they did. I'll talk about with Joe too, who's seen some amazing results in our clinic. But guys, if you haven't been keeping up with what's going on out there in the media, I think it's time that you start to look up some things that's reality, okay? So I'll just drop some three things I want you to do your research on. And my goal is not attack anybody or be attacked. That's not my goal. A disclaimer here is that I'm thankful for everyone on the front lines in the medical system. I'm thankful for every single person who is our first responders. I'm thankful for the people who work in the grocery stores. I'm thankful for the people that work at gas stations. I'm thankful for all the essential businesses that are still staying open to serve the masses of people, because guess what? We need them. And so we appreciate you guys. I also want to send out some love to the businesses that are considered non-essential, which I think are ridiculous. I think that's insane that we can be told that some businesses are non-essential, because if you talk to the owner, they're still essential, right? And so my heart goes out to you guys. You got your hands tied. You can't do much about it. So I would encourage our listeners and the people watching us right now to help those non-essential businesses as much as we possibly can. Okay, to help those restaurants as much as we can. Help the hairstylists, the providers, the massage therapists, the physical therapists. I mean, everyone across the board who's out of business right now because the government says you have to be. My heart breaks for you. Because I think it's ridiculous. So I just want to give you guys some love because it's crazy out there. You know, for the people that have suffered, are currently suffering, or know someone who has suffered or passed away with COVID, my heart goes out to you too. All right. So we're in this together, guys. I'm not trying to come at you, but we got to look at some of these numbers as, are they factual or are they lies? Are they factual? Are they gray areas? Are they lies? And so some three things I wanted to go over with you. One is the Stanford University study that talks about how antibodies have, there's way more people with antibodies, which has shown they've been exposed to this than what they've considered as complete diagnoses and tested for. So this means it's been around longer than anticipated. So do that research. Stanford, you can just Google Stanford University COVID antibodies or antibodies, and it'll just pop up. Stanford University antibodies. Just came out, I just got this today. Actually, the CDC's failed coronavirus tests were tainted with coronavirus. The feds confirmed this. A federal investigation found CDC researchers not following protocols. And so this is the ARS Technica. Do your research on that. So you can just Google CDC's failed coronavirus tests and you'll get some research out on there. Also, I want to make sure you guys realize that in the CARES Act, $13,000 will be given to hospitals with deaths of COVID, right? So each death from COVID in a hospital, the hospital will be reimbursed $13,000. Also, if that person needed a ventilator, they'll be reimbursed an additional $39,000, guys. So, you know, we're talking, what is that, $52,000 per patient who was on a ventilator and died from COVID or with COVID. And so I think these are some numbers that we just got to look at. And I'm not looking to argue, but we just got to open up our eyes, open up our ears, and realize what's happening out there. It's really easy to follow the dollar, right? And so I'll let you guys do that over the break. Look at those three things up, okay? We'll be right back, and we'll come back even stronger.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is called healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And if you're wanting to get into the clinic, a lot of people are right now. Honestly, like, we're growing. And the reason that we're growing, we're seeing more families, more kids, more referrals, more pastors, more business owners, more of the corporate people, is because we have time now. I mean, unfortunately, some of the businesses are closed and they have a little more flexibility working from home. Kids aren't in school, so they're coming in more. And so we're seeing more and more people. I think a lot of times when people consider coming to our clinic, that they may not have time. And I understand that. The time is now, because we're open to serve the masses of people. We want to reach the unreached, because guess what? We know it's necessary. We know it's necessary to reach the unreached. And so I want to make sure you guys can hear me loud and clear that we're in this together, guys. We, you know, for the people on the front lines, for the first responders, for the people who currently suffer, or lost somebody who suffered from COVID, guys, my heart goes out to you. For the businesses that are open and fighting the good fight, for the businesses that have been told they can't be open and they can't fight the good fight, my heart breaks for you, because I know what it's like to be a business owner. I've been a business owner for 11 years now. Ever since I got out of school, I've been in practice for 11 years, being a business owner for 11 years, and I know how much heart and sweat and blood and tears goes into opening and managing a company of any size, And so to have somebody else from the outside, a third party, say that you can't function in your daily daily business activities, it's heart-wrenching. It's sickening, right? And so my heart breaks for you guys, right? So we're in this together. And so what you guys know, what you'll notice on the radio show and what we're doing all over social media is that we've been literally partnering with community partners and other businesses who may be considered essential or non-essential, whatever it is. And we're partnering with them to say, okay, what does our view look like? What does the message from our perspective look like, right? Because we know the messages from the mainstream media is mask, gloves, scare. Mask, gloves, get scared, get fearful, hopefully you don't get it. Hopefully you don't give someone else it. So there's a lot of like shaming that happens out there. And that's not, my goal isn't to shame anybody. And I think shaming people is just not good, right? It's just not what our country needs. It's not what our culture needs right now. And so I just want truth, though. I want truth. And so when I hear somebody who passed away from COVID, I want to know how that went down. When I hear someone that healed from COVID, I want to know how that went down. I want to know. All the research is out there, right? Whether it's false or real, I want to throw it all into a hat and say, go into it bit by bit, piece by piece, because I want the truth. I want the truth. And I hear it from every side, right? So medical doctors, nurses, CDC, the feds, the politics behind it, the money behind it, the hospital problems, the individual people who don't care about their health, people that are scared to tell people that they actually had it and got over it, because they don't want to be ridiculed or judged. Like, that's what I see. So I see all sides of this. And so I have a pretty good perspective of what's currently happening. And so what we want, what my hope is that people take back responsibility for their health, especially in this time, to get healthy and well. Because guess what? You deserve it. Your family deserves it. And you can't help somebody if you're sick and suffering. Okay? You can't help somebody if you're sick and suffering. And so if you're listening to this, share this with everybody you love and care about, guys. I mean, if you're watching this, share this with everybody you love and care about. And so I want to make sure you guys know that week in, week out, I want to make sure you get something, not just information, but action. And so one of the things this week I want to make sure you get in your hands is our healthy immune boosting smoothie. So you get a smoothie recipe that is going to support your immune system, right? And so there's way more to your immune system than just a smoothie. I'm not saying that, but we should be knowing a good smoothie is going to help our immune system. So if you want this smoothie, all you got to do is text this number with your email address, and I'll send you the recipe, right? So the number to text in right now is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214, and we'll send you this recipe. And so that way you have that. You know, last segment we talked about three things that I want you to do your homework on, okay? I want you to Google them, do your research on, and tell me what you think, right? You can text in, email in, whatever's easiest for you. So this, if you Google the Stanford University antibody study, it shows that there's masses of people who have antibodies for the coronavirus who may have never had the coronavirus. So that just proves a show that it's been around longer than we may have thought, and that it's not going to kill everybody that gets it, right? So look that up, do your research. The other one is the research that just came out today CDC's failed coronavirus tests were tainted with coronavirus, feds confirmed. So a federal investigation has found the CDC researchers not following protocols, right? Guess what? Humans are not perfect. We're imperfect, right? So that's from the Ars Technica. Just look up CDC's tainted coronavirus test, and I'm sure this will pop up for you, okay? So I want you to do your research on that. And then lastly, is I want to make sure you do the research on the CARES Act. The CARES Act actually shows that per COVID death in each hospital, they're going to get $13,000 reimbursed from the government per COVID death in a hospital. And if that person needed a ventilator, they get an additional $39,000. So let's say someone goes in with COVID, but they also have stage 4 cancer. They're going to be diagnosed as what? A diagnosis is going to be they died from COVID. That's the way of death, right? Means of death. Or if someone has a heart disease and they have COVID and they die, they're going to be diagnosed as, okay, well, they had COVID. They died from COVID. That was a COVID death, right? Why? Because there's money behind it. It's just true. I have medical practitioners who've told me this, who've seen it firsthand, right? Stage 4 cancer, they have COVID, they died. They didn't die from stage 4 cancer. They died from what? COVID. Literally, medical doctors have told me this, guys. And guess what? It makes sense. If I run a hospital, I get it. Like, it makes sense. Like, financially, that makes sense. They had COVID. The government says they'll give me $13,000 if they had COVID and died with it. Okay, they had COVID. $13,000. Boom. If they needed a ventilator, it's $39,000 on top of that. So $52,000 for someone who had COVID and needed a ventilator. Reimbursed from the government. That's a no-brainer if you're a hospital administration. Like, why would you not do that, right? Of course, there's costs involved. I get that, guys. I'm just telling you. Do the research on that. That's literally in the CARES Act. So make sure you guys look that up, okay? And my goal isn't to oust hospitals or like say that people with COVID never die from it. I'm not saying that, guys. Please don't put words in my mouth. But what I'm saying is this: is we have to ask more questions. That's all. Ask more questions about what's currently happening with our current crisis that we're in, and how do we get through this, knowing truth and knowing that your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and that the things that you do with your health matter. Everything you do with your health matters. It just does. And I'll tell you this, we're in this together. I don't just mean like me and you and your health. I mean, literally your family's in your health program together. A family that gets healthy together stays together. It's just how it is. A family gets healthy together, experiences life at a whole different level together. And that's what you deserve. I feel like that's what we've been created to experience an abundant level of health. That's what we've been created to do. But unfortunately, our culture's allowed us to dim that abundance a little bit. We've been given permission to not care about our health because of genetics, because of our age, because of, oh, it's just one or two pills, it's no big deal. That's what we've been given permission to do. And so I'm here to tell you today that I'm going to give you permission to get healthy. I'm going to give you permission to get well and to focus on health promotion, not just avoidance of sickness and disease. I'm here to tell you that there is an abundant level of healing that's in your body, and it wants to work for you, never against you. This is why for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to create the digestive enzymes to digest food, for cut to heal on your hand, for your pancreas to produce the right amount of insulin in response to your horrible eating patterns with the sugar in your bloodstream, right? For that to happen, for your gallbladder to break down fats, for your immune system to fight off COVID, for your immune system to fight off influenza, for your immune system to function and heal at 100%, guess what? You can't will it. It just happens. For you, right? It happens for you. Your body's working for you, never against you, right? So what I'm here to say is that there's hope. There's hope out there, guys. And so if you never really understood like hope and what that means, like healing is hope. Hope is healing. And so what we see in our clinic is amazing people getting results. We talked about Kate who had headaches. Her headaches are completely gone now. We talked about Jack who couldn't sit, stand, or walk long. He has sciatica. After getting care in our clinic for a month, he's 50% better. He has hope in his life again. Joe came in a few months ago. Joe came in with acid reflux and low back pain. Well, we found damage in his spine in our chiropractic clinic. We started to correct his spine. And what's amazing is his acid reflux is 90% better. He's off his medication. His low back pain is 100% gone because we started to correct his spine. See, the spine contributes not just to how you feel, but how your body what? Heals and functions. Chiropractic is essential for your health and vital for your health, not just a good idea. And if you don't believe in chiropractic, I don't care, because it's not a belief system. It's not a religion. It's if your spine is healthy, your nervous system is healthy, and your body's going to be healthy. If your spine is damaged, your nervous system can't function. Therefore, your body's going to be dysfunctional. There's going to be a state of dis-ease in your body, right? It's a fact. Starting from the birth process, from the womb to the tomb, right? From the birth process to when we're in our 90s or 100s, 120, whatever it is, right? So Joe's doing better. We talked about Barb. Barb came into the clinic and she had horrible allergies. Horrible allergies and neck pain. She's been in her care now for 3 years. She's not scared about coronavirus. She's taking precautions, but she's not scared. She goes, I would have been scared before. Now I'm not scared. My allergies are gone. I'm off 3 medications for my allergies. My neck pain is completely gone. I don't have to get injections anymore in my neck, all because of chiropractic care. And this is what happened, is that all these patients I'm talking about, these are stories I share with you, not to brag on them, but to share their stories that I know it's going to influence maybe you watching or listening, and maybe the people that are you're going to share this with, or maybe a loved one, maybe someone in your home, maybe your kid, maybe your spouse, or someone maybe suffering with a symptom and they don't want to rely on medication anymore. Maybe they don't know where to go, but maybe you're that person that can reach out to them. You're the person that you're going to help reach the unreached. Maybe that's you. Just imagine living a life with no medication. Imagine living a life not fearful of your health, of sickness, I'm sorry, but more focused on health. Not fear of sickness, but focus on health. Just imagine that life. Imagine what that can look like. Many of you live that way. I live that way, where it's just like, I expect to experience an abundant level of health. I expect that there's an expectancy that happens that comes across my heart when I think about health and healing, where if I do this, it's going to yield this with time. It's a fact, right? And so if you're listening to the show and you're like, man, I know I need to get in his office. I need to see if he can help me. The first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. At that new patient appointment, what we do is we sit down with you. We go over your health history. We go where you currently are with your health, and we go over your health goals on where you want to go. We then do a full exam of your spinal column and your posture to see what's going on in your spine, and then we do a full set of x-rays. Now, normally to come into our clinic, it's $140, but if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $40. Literally, you save $100. This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. When you pick up the phone and call, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. We'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So pick up the phone and call now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. If you get a voicemail, I promise I will call you back. I just know we're getting bombarded right now. And so thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, the number is 314-323-7214. I hope you have a blessed week and tune in next time. God bless.
Back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is called healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And if you're wanting to get into the clinic, a lot of people are right now. Honestly, like, we're growing. And the reason that we're growing, we're seeing more families, more kids, more referrals, more pastors, more business owners, more of the corporate people, is because we have time now. I mean, unfortunately, some of the businesses are closed and they have a little more flexibility working from home. Kids aren't in school, so they're coming in more. And so we're seeing more and more people. I think a lot of times when people consider coming to our clinic, that they may not have time. And I understand that. The time is now, because we're open to serve the masses of people. We want to reach the unreached, because guess what? We know it's necessary. We know it's necessary to reach the unreached. And so I want to make sure you guys can hear me loud and clear that we're in this together, guys. You know, for the people on the front lines, for the first responders, for the people who currently suffer, or lost somebody who suffered from COVID, guys, my heart goes out to you. For the businesses that are open and fighting the good fight, for the businesses that have been told they can't be open and they can't fight the good fight, my heart breaks for you, because I know what it's like to be a business owner. I've been a business owner for 11 years now. Ever since I got out of school, I've been in practice for 11 years, being a business owner for 11 years, and I know how much heart and sweat and blood and tears goes into opening and managing a company of any size. And so to have somebody else from the outside, a third party, say that you can't you can't function in your daily daily business activities. It's heart wrenching. It's sickening, right? And so my heart breaks for you guys, right? So we're in this together. And so what you guys know, what you'll notice on the radio show and what we're doing all over social media is that we've been literally partnering with community partners and other businesses who may be considered essential or non-essential, whatever it is. And we're partnering with them to say, okay, what does our view look like? What does the message from our perspective look like, right? Because we know the message from the mainstream media is mask, gloves, scare. Mask, gloves, get scared, get fearful, hopefully you don't get it. Hopefully you don't give someone else it. So there's a lot of like shaming that happens out there. And that's not, my goal isn't to shame anybody. And I think shaming people is just not good, right? It's just not what our country needs. It's not what our culture needs right now. And so I just want truth though. I want truth. And so when I hear somebody who passed away from COVID, I want to know how that went down. When I hear someone that healed from COVID, I want to know how that went down. I want to know all the research is out there, right? Whether it's false or real, I want to throw it all into a hat and say, go into it bit by bit, piece by piece, because I want the truth. I want the truth. And I hear it from every side, right? So medical doctors, nurses, CDC, the feds, the politics behind it, the money behind it, the hospital problems, the individual people who don't care about their health, people that are scared to tell people that they actually had it and got over it, because they don't want to be ridiculed or judged. Like, that's what I see. So I see all sides of this. And so I have a pretty good perspective of what's currently happening. And so what we want, what my hope is that people take back responsibility for their health, especially in this time, to get healthy and well. Because guess what? You deserve it. Your family deserves it. And you can't help somebody if you're sick and suffering. Okay? You can't help somebody if you're sick and suffering. And so if you're listening to this, share this with everybody you love and care about, guys. I mean, if you're watching this, share this with everybody you love and care about. And so I want to make sure you guys know that week in, week out, I want to make sure you get something, not just information, but action. And so one of the things this week I want to make sure you get in your hands is our healthy immune boosting smoothie. So you get a smoothie recipe that is going to support your immune system, right? And so there's way more to your immune system than just a smoothie. I'm not saying that, but we should be knowing what a good smoothie is going to help our immune system. So if you want this smoothie, all you got to do is text this number with your email address, and I'll send you the recipe, right? So the number to text in right now is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214, and we'll send you this recipe. And so that way you have that. You know, last segment we talked about three things that I want you to do your homework on, okay? I want you to Google them, do your research on, and tell me what you think, right? You can text in, email in, whatever's easiest for you. So this, if you Google the Stanford University antibody study, it shows that there's masses of people who have antibodies for the coronavirus who may have never had the coronavirus. So that just proves a show that it's been around longer than we may have thought, and that it's not going to kill everybody that gets it, right? So look that up, do your research. The other one is the research that just came out today. CDC's failed coronavirus tests were tainted with coronavirus, feds confirmed. So a federal investigation has found the CDC researchers not following protocols, right? Guess what? Humans are not perfect. We're imperfect, right? So that's from the Ars Technica. Just look up CDC's tainted coronavirus test, and I'm sure this will pop up for you, okay? So I want you to do your research on that. And then lastly is I want to make sure you do the research on the CARES Act. The CARES Act actually shows that per COVID death, in each hospital, they're going to get $13,000 reimbursed from the government per COVID death in a hospital. And if that person needed a ventilator, they get an additional $39,000. So let's say someone goes in with COVID, but they also have stage 4 cancer. They're going to be diagnosed as what? A diagnosis is going to be they died from COVID. That's the way of death, right? Means of death. Or someone has a heart disease and they have COVID and they die, they're going to be diagnosis, okay, well, they had COVID. They died from COVID. That was a COVID death, right? Why? Because there's money behind it. It's just true. I have medical practitioners who've told me this, who've seen it firsthand, right? Stage 4 cancer, they have COVID. They died. They didn't die from stage 4 cancer. They died from what? COVID. Literally, medical doctors have told me this, guys. And guess what? It makes sense. If I run a hospital, I get it. Like, it makes sense. Like, financially, that makes sense. They had COVID. The government says they'll give me $13,000 if they had COVID and died with it. Okay, they had COVID, $13,000. Boom. If they needed a ventilator, it's $39,000 on top of that. So $52,000 for someone who had COVID and needed a ventilator. Reimbursed from the government. That's a no-brainer if you're a hospital administration. Like, why would you not do that, right? Of course, there's costs involved. I get that, guys. I'm just telling you. Do the research on that. That's literally in the CARES Act. So make sure you guys look that up, okay? And my goal isn't to oust hospitals or like say that people with COVID never die from it. I'm not saying that, guys. Please don't put words in my mouth. But what I'm saying is this: is we have to ask more questions. That's all. Ask more questions about what's currently happening with our current crisis that we're in, and how do we get through this, knowing truth and knowing that your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and that the things that you do with your health matter. Everything you do with your health matters. It just does. And I'll tell you this, we're in this together. I don't just mean like me and you and your health. I mean, literally your family's in your health program together. A family that gets healthy together stays together. It's just how it is. A family gets healthy together, experiences life at a whole different level together. And that's what you deserve. I feel like that's what we've been created to experience an abundant level of health. That's what we've been created to do. But unfortunately, our culture's allowed us to dim that abundance a little bit. We've been given permission to not care about our health because of genetics, because of our age, because of, oh, it's just one or two pills, it's no big deal. That's what we've been given permission to do. And so I'm here to tell you today that I'm going to give you permission to get healthy. I'm going to give you permission to get well and to focus on health promotion, not just avoidance of sickness and disease. I'm here to tell you that there is an abundant level of healing that's in your body, and it wants to work for you, never against you. This is why for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to create the digestive enzymes to digest food, for cut to heal on your hand, for your pancreas to produce the right amount of insulin in response to your horrible eating patterns with the sugar in your bloodstream, right? For that to happen, for your gallbladder to break down fats, for your immune system to fight off COVID, for your immune system to fight off influenza, for your immune system to function and heal at 100%, guess what? You can't will it. It just happens for you, right? It happens for you. Your body's working for you, never against you, right? So what I'm here to say is that there's hope. There's hope out there, guys. And so if you never really understood like hope and what that means, like healing is hope. Hope is healing. And so what we see in our clinic is amazing people getting results. We talked about Kate who had headaches. Her headaches are completely gone now. We talked about Jack who couldn't sit, stand, or walk long. He has sciatica. After getting care in our clinic for a month, he's 50% better. He has hope in his life again. Joe came in a few months ago. Joe came in with acid reflux and low back pain. Well, we found damage in his spine in our chiropractic clinic. We started to correct his spine. And what's amazing is his acid reflux is 90% better. He's off his medication. His low back pain is 100% gone because we started to correct his spine. See, the spine contributes not just to how you feel, but how your body what? Heals and functions. Chiropractic is essential for your health and vital for your health, not just a good idea. And if you don't believe in chiropractic, I don't care because it's not a belief system. It's not a religion. It's if your spine is healthy, your nervous system is healthy, and your body's going to be healthy. If your spine is damaged, your nervous system can't function. Therefore, your body's going to be dysfunctioned. There's going to be a state of dis-ease in your body, right? It's a fact. Starting from the birth process, from the womb to the tomb, right? From the birth process to when we're in our 90s or 100s, 120, whatever it is, right? So Joe's doing better. We talked about Barb. Barb came into the clinic and she had horrible allergies. Horrible allergies and neck pain. She's been in her care now for 3 years. She's not scared about coronavirus. She's taking precautions, but she's not scared. She goes, I would have been scared before. Now I'm not scared. My allergies are gone. I'm off 3 medications for my allergies. My neck pain is completely gone. I don't have to get injections anymore in my neck, all because of chiropractic care. And this is what happened is that all these patients I'm talking about, these are stories I share with you. Not to brag on them, but to share their stories that I know it's going to influence maybe you watching or listening and maybe the people that you're going to share this with, or maybe a loved one, maybe someone in your home, maybe your kid, maybe your spouse, or someone maybe suffering with a symptom and they don't want to rely on medication anymore. Maybe they don't know where to go, but maybe you're that person that can reach out to them. You're the person that you're going to help reach the unreached. Maybe that's you. Just imagine living a life with no medication. Imagine living a life not fearful of your health, of sickness, I'm sorry, but more focused on health. Not fear of sickness, but focus on health. Just imagine that life. Imagine what that can look like. Many of you live that way. I live that way, where it's just like, I expect to experience an abundance level of health, abundant level of health. I expect that there's an expectancy that happens that comes across my heart when I think about health and healing, where if I do this, it's going to yield this with time. It's a fact, right? And so if you're listening to the show and you're like, man, I know I need to get in his office. I need to see if he can help me. The first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. At that new patient appointment, what we do is we sit down with you. We go over your health history. We go where you currently are with your health, and we go over your health goals on where you want to go. We then do a full exam of your spinal column and your posture to see what's going on in your spine. And then we do a full set of x-rays. Now, normally to come into our clinic, it's $140. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $40. Literally, you save $100. This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. When you pick up the phone and call, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. We'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So pick up the phone and call now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. If you get a voicemail, I promise I will call you back. I just know we're getting bombarded right now. And so thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, the number is 314-323-7214. I hope you have a blessed week and tune in next time. God bless.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.